is poor.
Okay, say it again. That's what
the man that's poor has a hard life.
Remember how the time I had getting you to say that?
I took about 5 minutes.
He wouldn't. I couldn't get him to say that. He didn't. All right, there's a man, and he has on his property an orchard. And I want to know which man you'd say, well, he's the man
that owns the orchard.
Okay. And there's a boy, and this boy has a father who's very rich, and you'd say, well, he's a boy
that owns the orchard.
The orchard. Boy has a father, and the father has lots of money. And you say, well, he's a boy.
Okay, let's say it this way. Here's a boy, and this boy's father has a lot of money.
Well, that's where it is across the street.
Oh, no, okay, now let's say it this way.
Those boys over there, they got plenty of money.
You'd say he's a boy who's...
Okay. His father got lots of money.
Okay. I said too much of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, good. Here. Taking a cherry and you put it in your mouth, and oh, you bit on something hard. What is that thing that's hard in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
Okay. And if that thing that's in the center of a peach, what do you call it?
Cone.
Okay. A peach that the fruit or the meat of the peach sticks to the kernel. What kind of peach is that? You know, it just doesn't come apart that easy. It kind of sticks to it.
Well, that would be a seedling, I guess. All of them would count on that order, though, Hellbutter.
Aren't there some peaches that the peach just
falls away?
Well, Hellbutter just comes apart.
Alberta is the one that just comes apart. How about the one that it's a little tougher to get it apart?
There's one special brand I know of. Have they got a name for it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. There's so many different brands of peaches. Now, I don't know them all.
Well, do they have a name for all those kind of peaches?
Oh, yeah. Mayflowers and Duke. And
but any peach that tends to stick to the stone.
Here's a peach. As an Alberta peach, because it falls right away from us.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one isn't, because it's of the variety that doesn't come away from this thing. What do you call that variety of peach?
Well, that's what I was trying to think.
Yeah.
But I guess a seedling would be like that, a seedling peach.
So we might call it a freestone, an Alberta, and the other a cling.
Mm-hmm.
You never heard
of press peach?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, what's a press peach?
Well, it's a smaller one that they're not supposed to have any worms in them, you know, if you don't spray them and all that stuff. But you don't see any mold, though. Haven't been in it in 25 years. So you've never seen one.
Mm-mm. If you are eating an apple, you'd eat it all the way down to the what?
Cold.
So you have a word for dried pieces of apple?
Well, they dry them a lot.
You know, is there a word for it?
Well, they call them dried peaches and dried apples.
Have you ever heard the word snitz?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's Jimmy Carter grow?
What did he grow?
What does he grow on his land?
Peanuts.
Okay. Any other word for peanuts other than peanuts?
Goobers. Penders.
Penders. Okay.
Something else.
If you were talking about it, would you call them peanuts or would you call them goobers?
Up until 10 years ago, we'd call them goobers.
Then you quit. You changed.